Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another exciting episode of Views on View. I am Steve Edwards, the host with the face for radio and the voice for being a mime, but I am still your host. Today, I'm flying solo, and with me is our very special guest coming all the way from Pune, I believe it's India, is Anmol Soman. How you doing, Anmol?
Hi, Steve. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Doing good. It's actually clear and sunny here.
Yeah,
I'm not as warm as where you're at, but I think it's about 10 degrees Celsius, if I remember my conversions right, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's winter here, at least for another couple of weeks.
Hey, folks, this is Charles Maxwood from Top End Devs. And lately, I've been working on actually building out Top End Devs. If you're interested, you can go to topenddevs.com/podcast, and you can actually hear a little bit more about my story, about why I'm doing what I'm doing with Top End Devs, why I changed it from devchat.tv to Top End Devs. But what I really want to get into is that I have decided that I'm going to build the platform that I always wished I had with devchat.tv. And I renamed it to Top End Devs because I want to give you the resources that are going to help you to build the career that you want, right? So whether you want to be an influencer in tech, whether you want to go and just max out your salary and then go live a lifestyle with your family, your friends, or just traveling the world or whatever, I want to give you the resources that are going to help you do that. We're going to have career and leadership resources in there, and we're going to be giving you content on a regular basis to help you level up and max out your career. So go check it out at topenddevs.com. If you sign up before my birthday, that's December 14th. If you sign up before my birthday, you can get 50% off the lifetime of your subscription. Once again, that's topenddevs.com.
So just as a refresher, back in June, we had Anmol on Views on View to talk about SEO in Nux. Mm-hmm. That's episode 149, if you want to go re-listen to that episode. And today we're back to talk about Nux, but what we're going to talk about is a service called KeyCloak and how to use that for authentication and authorization. Before we get started into that, Anmol, why don't you give us a brief introduction on who you are, what you do, why you're famous, all those important questions.
Okay. So, hi everyone. I'm Anmol Soman. I'm working as a full-time developer in Opsito Technologies. I work on a Vue.js technology, and I have a total 3 years of experience. And apart from this, I also write blogs, as we discussed earlier. And I also have my NPM package, which is a Vue.js image gallery that I'm currently working on. Yeah, that's it.
And I'm sorry, what's the package name again?
It's Vue.js image gallery. It's a simple image gallery.
Oh, okay. Images. Yeah. Oh, that's one of everybody's favorite things to work with. Images yes. On the web. Images on the web, for sure. Okay, so one of the key parts of dealing with websites, web apps, whichever name you want to use, if you're dealing with authentication and logging in users and allowing them to do certain things and not allowing them to do certain things, is getting them logged in and making sure they can only do what they're supposed to do. So there are many tools out there. Sometimes it's built into the app if you're using something like, you know, Inertia with Laravel or Ruby mm-hmm. or Node, you can build it in. Or there are also external services it can use. The one that probably comes to most people's minds is Auth0. I know it's one that I've used before, and I know it's a popular tool. Today we're going to talk about one called KeyCloak, and Anmol has written a blog post on this. We'll put in the show notes. And so we're going to talk about KeyCloak and what it is. So why don't you give us a little background and how you came to be using and involved with KeyCloak.
Okay. So KeyCloak is a free open source library or software we can call. Okay. So basically KeyCloak is used for authentication and authorization. So I will just go to directly key point means why we need KeyCloak. So if you're building a user application, for example, every user application, first we need login and registration, right? But if you are a front-end developer or you don't want to spend time in writing the APIs and handling the JS tokens, JWT tokens, so you can just use the KeyCloak where they manage all those things by just click. If you are familiar with WordPress, so it's just like a user interface. Means you just add the settings and all those things. Means if, for example, if I add the login, okay. So on Nux side, I just have a login page URL. And I go on that page, just login, and KeyCloak will generate the JWT token and return to the front end side. And all the sessions and all those things are handled in KeyCloak. So that's the main thing KeyCloak does.
So now I've noticed that you have a blog post also on setting it up on a local machine. Mm-hmm. So what are your options? Am I correct that there's a hosted option as well as just on keycloak.net or .com? Or is there... And there's a local option or what are the
actually there are two options. I mean, we can directly download a tar file. Means for you are working on Linux or Windows tar or tar, and you can just run it. Or there are another option. You can use the Docker also. So in that block, I also added the steps. Means we just need to fire few commands and the KeyCloak will be installed.
Okay, but you're running it. Am I understanding correctly then that you have to run it somewhere? You have to download it and install
right.
it and run it somewhere. Yeah. You can't just like go to keycloak.org and
no.
set up an account there. And
okay. No.
It's self-hosted. Local
system. Right, self-hosted.
Okay. And where you host it is up to you. You could host it on like Amazon or Azure.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Or even on your local. Well, that's okay. Cool that you can do it on your local. I'm all about development, doing everything locally.
And main thing is you are not sharing your data with any third party. That's the main thing. Means it's not hosted right. on something else. So your all users' data and all those things are in only your database.
In your database. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about having Docker and so everything runs in a Docker. What other requirements are there from a package standpoint or a hardware standpoint for running this? For instance, what type of database does it use?
It's used Java and all those things, libraries. I'm not go that much deeper in that. Because in a Docker instance, it already installed all those things. We just fire a Docker command for that KeyCloak install, and it will install all the libraries and create the container.
Okay, so all that's in the Docker container, and that's provided by KeyCloak, I'm assuming. All
right.
Okay, so we've got KeyCloak set up wherever we want to set it up, local, Amazon, Azure, you name it. So now, once we've got it set up, what do we do from there?
So first of all, we need to create a realm, okay? In a KeyCloak means realm is our master data, okay? Means our application. For example, I'm creating an application. I will use the same name and create a realm. That realm contains all the information of users, what are the sessions or what are the policies we want. For example, password policies or all those things. So in that, we will set up all those things. So first, we will create a realm, okay? After that, then we will create a client. The client is used to connect our Nuxt app, for example, any app. I'm not considering only Nuxt. You can use React, Vue, anything else. So we just need to configure those URLs in that client and use it in our Nuxt app. So basically what we do in login, we just hit the login URL, right? And we pass the credentials, okay? But what happened in Nuxt, there is a special method called login with, okay, in KeyCloak. After we hit that method, it will directly redirect to KeyCloak login page. And KeyCloak login page contains only two informations, username, password, normally. And after the login, it will generate the token and return to the Nuxt. And our session will be continued like this. So this is how the login workflow will work normally.
Okay, so you're basically redirecting from your Nuxt app to a page provided by KeyCloak. Okay.
Yeah.
And so your realm, your realm is basically your environment.
Yeah.
Realm is
you can say,
environment for this particular application. Mm-hmm. Could you share realms? You can share realms across multiple applications, couldn't you, if you wanted to?
Yes, yes. We can export the realm and we will import in another application.
Okay, so now go back. You mentioned a method that you can use in Nuxt for logging in. You said, is that a Nuxt method? Is that provided by an SDK? Or where is this?
It's a dollar auth login with, and we just need to pass the key clock option there. But before that, we need to create the key clock object in Nuxt config file. So we need to configure the login URL and the logout URL so that
sort of what you would do for Axios or something else, just the basic information to communicate with your KeyCloak realm.
KeyCloak server. And one main thing I want to mention here, the login page we are using, it's not Nuxt login page. Means we didn't customize it or design it, okay? It's already generated by KeyCloak. You
cannot customize it.
No, means basically, it will default a KeyCloak login page. We can customize it. I also have written another blog on it. We can customize it. But basically, it's a KeyCloak login page. Means it doesn't belong to our Nuxt app or Vue app.
Okay. It's separate, but you can customize it to make it fit in with your own application's theme. Okay. So, yeah. So, in the post, he's got an example of the Nuxt config setup for KeyCloak and all the different endpoints, token, user info, logout URLs, and all that. Okay, right. Okay, so that's really all there is to it, huh? Is just to install that, run it locally, wherever you're running it. So is this the KeyCloak project? You said it's open source, so it lives on GitHub somewhere?
Yes, you can go and directly check it.
Is that something you work on yourself?
No.
Or are you just a user?
I'm just a user. I just came through the requirement and I go and study it. And there is one main thing about, now we only talk about the user login, right? But what if you have to register the user, okay? So in KeyCloak, in the realm setting, you just need to click on user registration button and it will automatically generate the user registration form and we will just enter the data and user will be added. So this is how it simply works, the user and login and registration.
So you can both register. So KeyCloak will generate a page for you to register a new user.
Right. Also, we can handle the SMTP, means we can send the emails for user confirmation. We can also handle the login, means forgot password or reset password pages also. So those are options. All options are available.
Okay. So what are the limitations? For instance, does this provide any type of role setup and management? I want to have an editor role versus a user role versus an anonymous role within my site.
Actually, I didn't go there in that deep much, but I handled the multiple user roles in KeyCloak. And so what happened, we can just set the default role. For example, I have the admin role and I want to assign this role to all the users so I can customize it. And also I can manage the permissions. There are authorization tabs in KeyCloak. So we can manage the user and their permission and all those things in scope, resources, about the authorization part, right?
Okay. So then is there any type of SDK that comes with this? Or how is it that you, in your Nuxt application, utilize those roles?
Yeah. Okay. So first we will configure the user roles in KeyCloak. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you what I used in my project. So what I did, I just configured all the user and their permissions. For example, employee, and I have four CRUD operations, means add employee, edit, and delete. Okay. So I set the permissions. So what KeyCloak did, KeyCloak returned me the set of permissions that are allowed for that particular user. Okay. So it will just return me the array, which contained employee-add, comma employee-edit, all those permissions. And what I did on Nuxt side, I just use a plugin called view-gets. So it plugin used for handling the authorization part on UI side. Means if you want to disable a particular button or a particular action, means there is an add button. And let's consider there is no employee add action, okay, for that particular user. So KeyCloak doesn't return me that particular action, means employee-add, in our API response. And view-gets handle it and directly disable the UI element where we click for add employee. So this is how we can handle the authorization part on KeyCloak side.
Hi, this is Charles Maxwood from Top End Devs. And lately I've been coaching some people on starting some podcasts and in some cases, just taking their career to the next level. You know, whether you're beginner going to intermediate, intermediate going to advanced, whether you're trying to get noticed in the community or go freelance, I've been helping these folks figure out how to get in front of people, how to build relationships, and how to build their careers and max out and just go to the next level. So if you're interested in talking to me and having me help you go to the next level, go to topendevs.com/coaching. I will give you a 1 hour free session where we can figure out what you're trying to do, where you're trying to go, and figure out what the next steps are. And then from there, we can figure out how to get you to the place you want to go. So once again, that's topendevs.com/coaching.
Okay. So Key Cloak is where you can set up your roles, your permissions, and so on.
Yeah.
And then you make, I'm sorry, what I didn't understand was how we're doing that from Nux, the methods. Are we using built-in, just like, is it, are we treating it just sort of like an endpoint where we say, here, give me the permissions for this user, and then I manage it from there in my application?
Right. So I haven't mentioned that there is a plugin called View Gates. Okay. Where we just...
Yes, how do you spell that?
Yeah.
View Gates. I guess you give me a link and we can put it in the notes.
Okay, just a second. Yeah, I had it in chat.
Oh, View Gates. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay, View Gates. Got it. Okay.
So just go on there and check the methods. You can see there are some methods of set roles, set permissions, all those things. So what this method does, takes some array. Okay, as I already mentioned, once there is an array containing all permissions, and it will set these permissions in our local storage. And then we can use a separate, we can say attribute. In Vue.js, we use vif, okay, to check the condition and show or disable a particular element. So it has a particular attribute called vrole, okay, vrole or vpermission. With that attribute, we can check, means if I pass the vpermission equals to employee-id, okay, so it will check the complete array of permission that employee-id is present or not. So if it is present, the UI element will be shown. And if not, the UI element will be disabled.
Okay, so I see what we're doing. Yeah, this is nice. I like that. It's using directives. Mm-hmm. So we're using directives on, so you have a vrole directive. And it basically says if you vrole equals writer. Here's one of the examples. And that's all you've got to put. And then so if the user does not have the writer role, then that element's not going to show up. It's like it's basically like a VF.
But it will directly check in the complete array of your permissions and roles. Means what directive you are using. Right. So we don't need to use the for loop or all those things.
Exactly. So you have a roles directive, a permissions directive, roles and permissions. Oh, okay. It's just using vrole and permission, right? So, but I guess I don't understand if you assign permissions to roles, right? Mm-hmm. Why would you need to check for both in one particular element? You know, so if I have, let's see, you know, use a generic example, I'm an editor role and the editor role has the edit blog post permission. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So wouldn't checking for the role be sufficient?
In your scenario, it's right. But if you check maybe in the different scenarios, for example, we are using the different types of roles. Means maybe there are same roles, but we have some users that is not verified. If you know, we use some verified links to verify the email or those things, right? So maybe there are same type of users like employees. But one is verified, one is not. So in that scenario, the user role is same, but permissions are different. So maybe in that scenario, we can use this.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that those directives like that make it very nice. And then you can also build in middleware.
All right.
You know, if they're doing this, you're just standard Nuxt or Vue or anything where here's a request. You want to do something before it makes it all the way to where it's going.
And if roles is not set, it directly redirect to logout if we set a middleware.
Right. Okay. So, and then obviously one of the features of Nuxt or the reason for the existence of Nuxt and applications or in frameworks like that is because of server-side rendering, right? We want to take data. We want to render it on the server so that it's there when the page comes up for SEO. So there are some server-side rendering capabilities. Mm-hmm. So you can use this inside of async data and Nuxt server init, as I'm reading correctly, right? At least according to the docs. Okay. This is all in, again, we're just as a refresher, we're in the View Gates library and not in Keycloak itself. So that's interesting. I'd never seen that.
It's a pretty easy way to use it. It's fun.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty basic.
Yeah, it's a basic. Yeah, it's lightweight also, because we can use it easily without any load or other libraries.
Yeah, lighter is good. It's sort of painful when you get libraries that try to do everything.
Right. It's very simple and
as compared to small ones that do one thing well.
And it's really well written. Means you directly understand what are the requirements and how it will work or all those things.
All right. Okay. Excellent. So the realm and the client, create a user module, very easy. All right, cool. Is there anything else about Keycloak that we haven't discussed that maybe you want to discuss? We certainly have a lot of time.
Okay. Yeah, there are other options also, as I mentioned, means we use the registration, okay? But there are some policies also, means password policies or all those things, means we want a special characters or all those basic requirements that we need for login and registration. All those options are just a single click away. Means we will just click, means I need a special character and password. I need a minimum 10 digit SIM password. So we can set all those things. Yeah. And also we can set the token expiration time. Means if we have a login and we can set the, I need 10 minutes of expiration of JWT token. So after the 10 minutes, it will directly redirect it to login page and session will be expired. So all those things are literally simple and customizable. We just need to make the changes on input fields. We don't need a separate API call to handle the time and all those things.
So can you do stuff like, to get very intricate, stuff I've done before where, for instance, you set the requirement for the password structure, like you have to have all uppercase, you have to have all lowercase, you need at least eight right. characters. You can do all that as well?
Yeah, all that. Means there are set of, means we can say permissions, options. So we can add all those things. Means what are your requirements also. And we can add the customized one also in there.
Excellent.
And the main thing, we can export and import it very easily. Means if I set up a complete Keycloak, right? All those things, my password policies and user roles and all those things. But now the main thing is how I share it with another person. Because if we are uploading on GitHub, right? And we are working with a team. So how those Keycloak, all the options will be set up in another system. So we can just export the file, okay? And there is import option. We will just share the file or maybe upload on a GitHub and another person will be just import those files. So it will directly set it all those options that we have already set in our Keycloak. So I have written a custom Docker file for that also. Means if we run that Docker file and we will just pass the export to JSON file, it will directly import all those settings and the Keycloak will be run.
So when you're talking about exporting and importing, you're talking between realms?
Right.
Or between
Maybe realms or maybe different computer systems also. Maybe if we are working in a team, so we need to, for what happened when we first start working on Keycloak, there is always a something minor difference in our Keycloak environment. Maybe the option is enabled in my system and that same option is disabled in another system. So it makes confusion because there are lot of options in a Keycloak. So we always face some errors. So that's why we are using it as an import-export every time. Means whenever we build the Docker, it will directly import the latest JSON file, which contain all those latest Keycloak settings. And we only uploaded that JSON file on GitHub.
Okay, so let's go back to one question I had earlier that I'm still a little confused on. So we talked about setting up realms.
Okay.
And a realm is, you know, an environment, however you want to define it, your environment. Can you use the same realm for multiple applications? So in other words, sort of a single sign-on setup. So let's say my company has two different applications and I want to use the same set of data to sign on to both as compared to having separate realm setups. Is that
it's
option?
Possible. Because if you remember, I talk about the client, okay? So in realm, we create a client and client contains our all URLs, means our application URL. So in a realm, you can create a two clients for your all two applications and the same setting will be carried for the two applications. But the login registration part are present inside the client. So it will directly different. means for those two applications, but all the main settings in the realm will be same for those two clients, since maybe your two applications.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're basically getting your clients from the same source.
Right.
Right. Okay. Excellent. Yeah, boy, this is interesting. I really like being able to set it up and do it locally too, just for debugging and testing and that kind of thing, for sure. So anything else about KeyCloak we want to talk about?
No.
Any other features?
I think we cover most of the features, means most of the required feature that everyone needs first.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, great. Well, thank you for coming and talking about KeyCloak. It's good to see these. As you said, for those that don't want to have to write backends on authentications and JWTs and all that stuff, it's nice to have a feature that can handle that for you and that you can customize for sure.
Hey, folks, if you love this podcast and would like to support the show, or if you wish you could listen without the sponsorship messages, then you're in luck. We're setting up new premium podcast feeds where you can get all of the episodes released after Christmas 2020 without the ads. Signing up will help us pay for editing and production, and you can go sign up at devchat.tv/premium.
So with that, we will move into picks. Picks, we get to talk about things that we like that aren't necessarily tech-related. Could be, could not be. Once you, we'll let you go first as the guest. What do you have for us for picks today?
What do you want, actually? What about the ones?
Oh, sorry. Anything you're interested in. Have you read a good book lately or a movie? Have you seen a good blog post? Watched a good movie?
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking about writing another NPM package so we can discuss on it.
You're thinking about what?
Writing an NPM package when creating.
Oh, what is that about? What are you planning on writing?
Actually, I'm trying to create an NPM package for the image upload with crop option. Means if you know, with image upload, we also have a crop option. Means if I want to adjust my profile picture, all those things. So I'm trying to create an NPM package. We just need to pass the API for it, means as a prop, and it will handle all those things. Means we will click on the profile pic, and it will pop up the image. We just use a crop filter there, crop the image, and upload it. So I'm trying, means I already written a blog on it, but it's a different code and all those components and all those things. And sometimes people get errors in that and issues in uploading the file. So I'm trying to create an NPM package for it.
So where does the cropping happen? So you crop it and then upload it?
Right. So what happened? First, we will just see the circle image, and there is a small upload button on it, like our WhatsApp DP. And after clicking on that image, the pop-up will come, and it will show the crop option for that image. Okay. And we will just arrange our image or profile picture as we need, and select on a crop option. So it will upload the particular cropped image.
Okay, so in other words, you're cropping it before you upload it.
Right,
Do you uploading it and having it down there? All right, so do you have a name for your package yet, or is it still to be determined?
I haven't decided anything.
Okay, awesome. That'll be good to see. Let us know when that's done.
Yeah.
For me, for my picks, I'm going to a couple things. There's my usual dad jokes, which I know everybody loves to hear. But first of all, as we're recording this episode, we're in day 11 or day 12, I believe, of Russia having invaded Ukraine. And this came, one of the effects of this you see in the software industry. And for my application that I work on, you know, all day as part of my job, we use Bootstrap Vue. And currently it only supports Vue 2, and they're working on Vue 3. And there's an issue in the GitHub repo regarding the roadmap. And a few days ago, somebody piped up and said, say, how's things going with the roadmap and working into Vue 3, upgrading to Vue 3? And the response from the maintainer was, sorry, no deadlines at the moment. We have a Russian invasion in our country in Ukraine, and I'm writing this post from a shelter in Kharkiv, which is under rocket attack for a few days. So if you see an open source library that's not being maintained, you might find some interesting reasons for that, for sure. Right. And for the dad jokes of the week, I know everybody's anticipating those. I have a friend who lives down the street from a milk processing firm. They handle milk processing. Everything smells like derriere with, you know, a derriere, word for rump. Yes, anyway. Thank you. So my wife took 6 hours to be able to deliver my daughter, to push her out. But we figured she's old enough to live on her own now. Thank you. And then finally, for those of you who's ever seen a picture of me, you know that I am, unlike Anmol, I am follically challenged in the hair category. In fact, I have a shaved head for the most part. And it's been a few years and I got tired of being judged for going bald. So I went out and bought a cheap wig. It was a small price to pay. Thank you. To pay, you know, wig, so on. So anyway, those are my jokes for the week. So with that, we will wrap up this episode of Views on View. Thank you, yep. Anmol, for coming. It is approximately 1 a.m. his time in India as we're recording this. So thank you for staying up late and talking with us about Keycloak. We appreciate that. And we will talk to everybody next time on Views on View.
Bandwidth for this segment is provided by CacheFly, the world's fastest CDN. Deliver your content fast with CacheFly. Visit CacheFly.com to learn more.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.